It's time now for the Bean Reports, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt. Laura, give us a bit of an update on how the crops are looking.
So soybeans range from the unifoliate stage in later seeded fields to the fourth trifoliate, and will be starting to flower with the change in day length. We're starting to see some symptoms of IDC pop up, and dry beans are ranging from the unifoliate to third trifoliate stage. Over the weekend, we saw some hail and some rain in parts of the province. At the current soybean stage of V2 to V3, leaf defoliation from hail damage will likely have minimal influence on yield, while stem breakage can be a bit more severe. We've also been seeing symptoms of root rot and seedling disease. In your fields, look for a yellow or dying plant. Dig up and inspect the roots for discoloration, pinching, or rotten appearance. For field peas, earlier seeded fields are at the 10th to 12th node stage and are beginning to flower, while those planted later are around the 7th to 9th node stages. Fava beans have started flowering, ranging from the 6th to 8th node stage. As peas move into flowering, there are a few things to add to your scouting checklist. Now is a good time to assess nodulation to make sure it will carry you through pod fill, and to monitor for pea aphids and scout for microspirilla or ascochyta blight to help make those fungicide decisions.
Talking about fungicide, what's important when making those decisions regarding field peas?
Scouting for microspirilla or ascochyta blight in peas should occur from the 10th node stage to beginning bloom or R2. Symptoms start at the lower leaves and look like purplish lesions that start as irregular flecks, and then they may develop into these concentric rings. Cool, wet weather favors this disease development. Early fungicide timing for peas is at R2 when flowers are open at one or more nodes on the plant. We have a fungicide decision checklist available in this week's Bean Report that can be used in your fields to assess the risk of disease development, and it can help make a decision if foliar fungicide application will be beneficial or economical in that field. Things to consider include the characteristics of the crop canopy, leaf wetness and humidity, the 5-day forecast, as well as how many plants are already symptomatic.
Now, when it comes to assessing pea nodulation, what's important there?
So there we're looking at the flower bud stage, or R1. It's a good time to take a look at the nodulation in your field peas. Pea nodules branch out as they develop and are kind of globular in structure, so we use a rating scale to assess nodulation instead of targeting a nodule number like we do in soybeans. At a few locations in the field, we start by digging up 5 to 10 plants, being very careful when removing the soil, as the nodules on the lateral roots can easily be stripped off with the soil when you're cleaning. And the rating scale, it's available on our website and in this Bean Report. But essentially, what we're looking for is green and vigorous plant growth above ground. And then below ground, we want to note the nodule location, color, and number of clusters. Ideally, for effective nodulation, we want 3 to 5 clusters or more of reddish pink nodules that are actively fixing nitrogen located on both the crown and lateral roots. And that's how we kind of have a gauge on efficient nodulation in field peas.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.